All right, where are we? We're the middle of, we're at the end of August. Are you serious? We got DraftKings.com weekend coming up, man. We got week one coming up in the National Football League, which means an explosion of amazing talent and amazing fun and good times at DraftKings.com. They got $5 million that they have up for grabs during week one, and you can win a piece of that. You can win $1 million of that $5 million pot in DraftKings.com week one. Bonanza, man. I mean, this is the just part of what's going to be happening this season at DraftKings.com, the destination for 1 week's fantasy football. Now, you know the game, you know the rules, you know the job, you know how it's done. You got to get in there and pitch, man. You know, get your team together, get your team defense together, pick your players, see who's injured, see who isn't, see who's having the good weeks, who isn't. You know the game. And when you play the game and you amass enough points, you win yourself some money, and you can play at any level. You can play at the $1 level, at the $10 level, the $50 level, $100. It doesn't make any difference because it's about testing your skill against others. Old rivalries can be renewed, challenging friends, playing in a private league, prove you're the superior GM, just anything, man. So hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could get some serious cash in week one. Use code HENDRY and play for free. So if you're thinking of getting involved, you haven't been before, use code HENDRY, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, for free for your first deposit. That's code HENDRY to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in the Week 1 contest. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply, bud.
Yeah, see the website for the details.
Nice one. World-famous Phil Henry Show is performed by me and me alone. All the voices you hear, all the characters that you hear, all the people I talk to, everybody, it's all done by moi.
That was a little bit of a stutter step, wasn't it?
And you went, wah. I know, I was trying to be too fancy.
And here is the fancy Phil Henry Show. I am Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and, of course, General Galen Shaw. And thank you, Soroya, for your very kind words. I was very happy to sing. Can we turn this garbage down, please?
Wait a minute. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We got to start the show with the music, you know?
Yeah, got to start it out, man. That's the music there of Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, is it Lil Uzi Vert? That's great.
Yeah, it's called Memory Longer.
That's nice. Anyway, thank you, Soroya, for your kind words. When I sang the song for her, I forget what it was now.
It was Gogi Grant, wasn't it?
No, it was not Gogi Grant. It was, I know, it was Easy Living.
Oh, that was that Uriah Heep. Yeah, I'll bet it was a Uriah. Never has a band been named in a better way. You know what I'm saying? We say Uriah Heep.
Yeah, how come?
How come? Because it's everybody's looking at me now.
We're waiting for the punchline on this.
Because it's a heap. That's why it's a heap of shit.
That's right. Heap of shit.
All right. Well, that very positive thought starts the show. The Phil Henry Show here for today, Tuesday, man. It's the 23rd. I got a lot of crap going on here.
Yeah, well, don't call it crap, for God's sake. It's good stuff.
Yeah, well, I've got to talk to, we've got an advertiser conference call coming up. I have an audition I got to get in by Friday, which I butchered up alive last week.
Now, what the hell, Phil's running around here like a mad ape. Like an ape swinging from three different vines, talking about some audition.
Yeah, you missed the audition last week.
It was just an audition that was emailed to me, and I blew it, man. I blew it. So this week we got one of those, and then we have a I got to do an ADR for Disney on Thursday, and I got to, I think there's a guy coming by tomorrow to take a look at the roof of the house. Robert, did you?
Yeah, I took the call. There's a guy coming by and wants to give you an estimate on putting that rooftop deck.
Oh, the rooftop deck. God almighty.
Yeah, that fella's been talking about this. Jesus.
Well, to that end, Steve Bozell is also going to do a pitch for it. I said, would you mind doing it on the air? And he said, are you serious? I said, yes. You know, we know Steve. He's a...
Well, he's got the B&B construction. I don't know the... I can't speak for the quality of the workmanship.
I'm sure it's pretty good. God, what a thing to say.
Well, we've known Steve for a long time. I don't want to badmouth his business, but can you be sure? Can you really be sure, Phil? What are you looking at?
You're all leaning for, like, can you be sure? What is this, a commercial for a pharmacy or something?
Yeah, you're doing this like it's a commercial for one of them diapers that adults wear.
You dirty little... Hey!
Come on.
Pull me off of him.
Well, don't be jumping people this... Not this early in the show.
Oh, I think there's a better time?
Yeah, there's a better time when I'm not in a room.
But anyway, this guy Bozell, when's he coming around here anyway?
When's he coming around?
Well, when is he? No, come down the phone. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
What the hell are you laughing at? Jesus, this Henry, it's like this guy sucks gas before the show.
And what is it with you, Phil?
He's going, oh.
That happens to be an idiosyncratic.
It's very idiosyncratic.
That's nice. Okay, well, General, thank you. Yeah, he'll be on the phone with us in minutes. But I just, I wanted to get him in because, you know.
Well, I know you want to be a good man. What is this rooftop deck anyway? What are you talking about?
I've been babbling about it for a year now, man. I want to put a deck in on the roof here. I want to put a deck on the top of my house. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of like see the ocean
and
everything.
Yeah, you could see the ocean from there and everything.
Hey, Dickman, do everybody a favor, will you? Just crawl back into your box there and keep the gimp company.
What a dick.
You called me a dick, friend. You smile.
Wait. Bud, what were you saying?
I was just saying that you could see the ocean.
Why would you call him a gimp on that?
I didn't call him a gimp. I made a joke. Forget it.
He was saying get into the box and keep the gimp company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get a little humor going, man. That's all. Just a little teeny bit of humor. And that's all I
know. Phil Henry Show traffic.
Sorry, we got to get the traffic going here. Sorry to interrupt there, General. Bob Bacon in traffic, Bob.
All right, Phil, it's a beautiful day out of the We got to top that down downtown here on Trump Highway. If you've been around town, Bobby, you're going to find out the barbecue is in town. It's the Champagne. That's the Champagne Barbecue. Tomorrow morning, 5 to 6 and down. Make sure you're with that Trivago guy. Boy, I'd like to kick his ass. 3 bets, 6 ways to sunset out here to Skyboy.
I'm out with the wind side with the 405, and the 5 downtown is 5 to sun, 605. And he goes a 5 mile. I'm 5 years old. Get that 5. This man with 5, he's got 5 fingers, 5 toes. I don't look like I'm missing 5. Don't got 11 fingers, 11 toes. I'm just a boy, Sky Baby Sweet Man.
Where's my bottle?
Yeah!
Oh,
Mommy!
Yeah! Boy, Sky Baby Sweet Man.
It's Ricky Purgers, that's the name. He goes right straight down the drain. Yes, I know we've ripped off the Roto-Rooter theme song, but it's for a reason. Ricky Purgers gone right down the drain. He was going to marry my daughter, then he found out he had investments in China. He went over there to look after them, and it found out that he went into prison in China. It's a long story, but at least my daughter's not marrying him. Ricky Purgers down the drain. That's Ricky Purger down the drain. My name is Bill Wesley. I've taken out this commercial. I've bought time right here on the Phil Henry Show and on other shows to express my joy that Ricky Purger, who was going to marry my daughter, is in prison in China.
Ricky Parker!
Down the drain! Advertise on the Phil Henry Show personal messages like this and get the custom Phil Henry treatment. Unprofessional, a cappella, badly edited. Oh, man. Ricky Purger, down the drain. This is an editorial opinion by Karskov Givry, the coastal commissioner for all of the Latin Belt. It's come to my attention that many of you boating on our beautiful channels and island canals are not taking into consideration the beautiful flora and fauna. Also, we have delicate people who live along those coastal areas and dropping your pants and showing... Pardon me, I've got a little pneumonia. Dropping your pants and showing it is not our idea of good, friendly sportsmanship. Please, get to know your neighbors and keep your pants tucked up nice and high. Almost nipple high. That way we can be sure. An editorial opinion from the Coastal Canal Commission. Blow your nose. Coastal Canal Commission. Yeah, it's better. The Phil Henry Show. Subscribe at youtube.com/RealBudDickman. The Phil Henry Show. Subscribe at youtube.com/RealBudDickman.
That's the subscription that doesn't cost.
The subscription that costs is the backstage pass. But when we say cost, everything you get is so much more wonderful.
Subscribe for a month or subscribe for a year and get the full complement of Best of the Phil Henry Show radio downloads plus a $25 Amazon gift card.
But subscribe.
That's youtube.com/TheRealBudDickman for free or
the BSP. Subscribe for a month or a year at PhilHenryShow.com.
A great, this is a song by the Amity Affliction called All...
General.
It's called All Fucked Up. Never has a song been better titled. I know, I like this band. They're honest.
All right, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Stephen Bozell has been a long-time contributor of our show, on our show, I should say, not of our show, on our show. A long-time contributor, a man of, he's a family man, he's a father, he's a husband, he's a lawyer, I'm just kidding, Steve, you're,
I've got it, excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous, I've got a lawyer.
You got the Dolores Blazin game, Steve, don't you?
Yeah, Dolores Blazin game has been my lawyer. And she's been a great lawyer all the way on through.
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Bozell has 2 kids. He's got Steve Jr. and April Jr., his son and his daughter.
My stun?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he's stun.
Not stun. His son.
I mean, you probably wrote down that my son was stunned. That's only because he's stunned. You know, my son's been stunned at the great successes that he's seen. Never mind.
Steve, just never mind that. That was badly written. You don't have to cover up for us. And your wife is April.
My wife is April, yeah.
How long have you been married, Steve?
I've been married 21 years now. And I don't regret a day of it. I probably have regretted one or two days. And
now, where are you going now, son?
I'm on my way over to a job site. We got a job site here in Diamond Bar. It's a commercial construction job. We're going to put up a business park and put up some storage areas and so on and so forth.
What kind of a job? And, Steve, I'm not interviewing you for the... I know that you want to bid on the rooftop deck at my house.
Yeah, we'd be very very proud to do it for you, Phil, and take a look at the job.
I wanted to ask you, this has got nothing to do with it, but what kind of a job is the commercial job you're doing?
Sure, you say it's got nothing to do with it.
No, he's just interested.
But you will... Are you going to judge me on it, or...
No, I'm just curious. I mean, the little tiny itsy-bitsy experience I had in construction, sometimes those were tilt-ups.
No, it's not a tilt-up. It's a regular mason block job. There might be some tilt-up concrete. I'm not sure.
What is a tilt-up exactly?
Tilt-up is when you...
When you poured a slab in and you tilt it up.
God damn it, man.
Hey, Bud, shut up, will you?
I was going to do it.
Go ahead, Steve. You do it.
It's when you pour the slab and tilt it up. The kid's right, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot more to it, right?
Well, yeah, there's a lot more to it. You got a crane operator. You pour the slab in place. You make sure it's all finished real nice and good. And then you tilt it up, and it becomes part of a wall. And that's what, yeah, it's part of what we do. But we also do the mason ball construction. And
what is mason ball?
I'm sorry, mason ball. That's a filthy term. We do mason brick construction.
Why is that filthy?
Mr. Henry, I misspoke.
All right, if it's a filthy term?
Yeah, it's a construction worker's term, mason ball.
Well, now I'm very interested.
Oh, wow.
Well, why would you be interested?
Not for any dirty reason, but I want to know what it is you're trying to say.
I made a mistake. Mason ball is when a guy gets wedged. I can't go into it, Mr. Henry.
All right, fine. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell.
Yeah, but you want to know what mason ball...
No, I don't want to know. Now, Steve, we're talking about the roof of my house.
Well, first thing I want to know, square footage up there. You got a two-story house?
Yes, I do.
All right. What's roughly the square footage on a house?
It's about 2,000, 2,100. Not a very big house.
Oh, that's a good-sized house. So we're talking about... So you want the full top... You want the full top beautiful job? You want it from deck, what we call sea to shining sea? Or are you going to, do you want this thing portioned like porridge? We call it the three-bear approach, or we go sea to shining sea.
Now, what is the three-bear approach?
The what?
The three-bear approach.
He said the three-bear approach. What is that?
I know. I didn't understand.
My mouth.
He lost control of his mouth.
Okay. So what's the question?
What's the three-bear approach?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask.
Okay, the three-bear approach, I don't know who I'm answering for. Is that the general?
It's all of us. It's just...
What's the three-bear approach?
All right. The three-bear approach... I'm not trying to avoid the question.
We know.
Now, who's that?
That's Dickman. Come on, man.
All right, three-bear approach is when you have... You can take your pick. You know how the three bears, it's too hot, it's just right, it's too cold, and, you know, you take your pick. You want this part, or this part? See what I mean? Oh, man, the guy's laughing.
Okay.
The guy's laughing at me.
All right, Steve.
I got a guy over here.
Steve, with me, please.
What are you laughing at?
Steve, you know, we've had a lot of men breaking down and crying on this program. I would hope you would not be one of them.
Okay.
Well, all right, Steve, look.
You started to laugh.
I'm laughing because I don't know why I'm laughing. In other words, what you're saying...
Well, you're trying to say is you'll do any part of it. You're not doing the whole deck?
Not doing the whole dick.
Deck, he said. D-E-C...
Oh, I'm sorry. D-E-C.
D-E-C-K. You know what's something? I don't think you want to hire this guy, Phil. I think he's got a mental deficiency.
Hey, I'm just answering the questions that the man's putting to me.
You're right. Now, hold on. I want to put a deck on the roof of my house that is not the full roof. No.
Okay. Right. Right there. Stop right there. Now, see, that's something I can work with.
You don't? You said you did.
I thought I did, but let me do this, okay? No, I don't. I want to just have it over the master bedroom.
Okay. Now, I've been in your house, Phil. Your master borders the street, and that looks right down the avenue toward the ocean. Now, you want to have that just over the
master bedroom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got a hard time saying that because I'm not that devout a Christian, but as a devout Christian, I have it's been interesting. I have a hard time saying bed, boo. Except
you can't say bedroom.
Yeah, but on account of the Christianity.
Well, how devout are you?
I'm not. You know, I'm not that devout.
Okay, well, this sounds like we're smacking. You know, we're bad mouthing Christians. We're not. You have a hard time saying the word bedroom?
Yes, sir. Because of my, I'm not, like I said, not devout Christianity, but.
I don't think that's it. I think you got some kind of a brain block or something.
Now, wait a second. If the guy says it's because he's a Christian.
Why would you doubt me, Mr. Henry?
I think that's a slam on Christianity. I don't like that. You know, there's plenty of Christians that know how to say the word bedroom.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you just. Oh, boy. What a.
We could get Father McQuarters in here.
Well, Father McQuarters is a Catholic priest, and.
So he's not a full Christian?
Not. A lot of us Protestants don't think. With all due respect to you, Mr. Henry, and look, I don't want to turn this into something contentious.
No, you're right. Okay, so let me just continue.
Well, who's going to be communicating when somebody says they want something over the bedroom and there's Bozell going, bah, bah? You know, I don't mean to knock it, Steve.
No, you're trying to get your little giggles in.
I'm not trying to do. What a jackass. I'm trying to help you out, man.
You're not helping me out. Mr. Henry wants to have a deck over the master fuck.
Boy, you can say the F word, though.
That's the whole thing. I can say F, I can say S, I can say MF, I can say up your... I can say rim job.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the thing that disturbs me. I can say it all, but I can't say the word boo. Boo.
You know, a lot of people have heard you having that problem as early on as... you weren't able to say the word boob for a while, right?
No, I can't say the word boo. I can't say the word boo. Even if I try to relax into it, like I'm not even thinking about it. Oh, look at that pair of boo. I can't do it.
You know what? You got some of the weirdest people. We already know this, Phil. But you're going to have this guy in your home? In your home. Where your children play with their toys and where your wife sleeps. In your home.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Michael Corleone. No, I'm not going to have...
Well, yeah, I gotta be in your home.
Yes, I know that, but my wife and my children ain't playing with their toys in my home.
All right, your girlfriend's playing with your toys. Oh, I'm sorry.
What a...
That's a good one.
All right, I'd like to have this cleaned up before I start swinging on somebody. Do you understand?
Well, come on, Ms. Gray.
Before I start swinging on someone.
All right, Margaret, take it easy.
All right, let's just... What I'd like you to do, Steve, is to...
the guy's laughing at me. Hey, Pettigrew.
Right here, Steve.
Sorry, but Cliff Pettigrew is my chief. And
He's your job manager?
Yeah, Cliff. I got Henry on the phone, want to have a deck on top of the house. Hey, Cliff. Ah, he took off. God damn, where are they going? Catfish play? These guys knock off and get catfish sandwiches here on about lunchtime, so...
Jesus, catfish sandwiches, man. I'd rather eat shoe leather. I'd rather eat a bug.
Oh, man. can I continue?
Go ahead.
So the deck is going to go on top of your house and...
Over the master bedroom.
All right, over the master bedroom. Now, hey, look, I just said the word B-U. B-U.
Steve, you were able to say it, wasn't thinking about it.
I know. It's going to be over the master bed. That's bad.
All right, just let's say it's going to be over where the beds are.
Got to be over where the beds are. All right, so now what's access?
Well, we were thinking of like a staircase going up through the ceiling.
Well, naturally, it's going to go up to the roof. Oh, up through the ceiling, okay?
So what are you talking about? Some kind of a spiral staircase deal? Jesus, that's almost like a bordello. What a weird ass you are.
Hey, let me just design it myself, okay?
All right, well, I've got a great architect. Terry Happenstance is going to be in town next week. Terry's in from Needles. You know, he lives out in Needles, Arizona, Phil?
Uh-huh.
He's going to be in town. He's wonderful. He does a lot of outdoor water features. He also designs curlicue, what I call he does the curlicue designs, which are all that weird-ass outdoor spiral staircase bullcrap. I would very much recommend not getting a spiral staircase. And the reason why I say that, Mr. Henry, is because you're going to have a lot of friends coming over. Now, you want to put a hot tub up there and everything?
Yeah, we want to run water up there and gas for a barbecue.
All right. So you're going to have, I imagine, some entertaining going on. Now, you don't want people thinking you're some kind of a thing.
Oh, for God. Is he using the Margaret Mumble? Just say it.
I will not. They don't want people think.
Why are they going to think that?
You got a curlicue staircase and why don't you just wear a little short terry cloth robe and go... I'm sorry, I was laughing.
You know, you got a lot of judgment in you, Bozell. And for a guy that starts to bawl when people laugh at him, what a baby.
I was laughing at the thought of Mr. Henry going, "Say, up there."
Uh-huh.
So,
you know, this is real old school gay bashing humor. I do not approve of it.
Margaret, look.
No, I really don't, Phil. And for a so-called progressive, you really are.
Well, now, wait a minute. Henry's not that progressive.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself that progressive. Well, when it comes to this stuff, I think I am.
Well, now, you know, he's just putting the words into my mouth, so I don't know what to do.
I understand that. All right, here is what I want to say. I'd like to have you come out and take a look at what the job is and then give me a bid.
Yeah, I'd have to see it before I can bid it, because you don't want to bid it unless you've seen it. And if you see it, you may not. I may not want to go near it. I've seen guys who have been taken up to the rooftops of some of these homes, and a guy will say, "I'd like to have a rooftop bid." And you say, "Okay, you know, okay." And these guys will dive right off the roof. And
what are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
What do you mean they dive off the roof?
I mean they take a look at the job that they're going to bid, and they'd rather dive off the roof head first.
You're talking about committing suicide.
Well, I mean, that's the thought. Most of them survive. But, you know, I don't want to go up there and, please, dear God, don't confront me with something that...
Well, what are you going to see that's going to make you want to kill yourself?
Well, I don't know. It might be too high. I've got a fear of heights, for starters. And
you've got a fear of heights and you're putting in a rooftop deck.
It's fine. I mean, I close my eyes a lot of the time.
All right, well, can I interrupt here?
No, you may not. I'll do this.
No, I'm going to anyway.
You got Mr. Gray on the phone, too.
Frank Gray?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Frank on another segment, bud. Would you not interrupt?
No, I think Frank would be good on this. I think you should jump in on this.
I don't want to talk to no attorneys right now. I'm not ready to do that, if you don't mind.
No, Frank Gray, though. Hey, Frank, yeah.
Come on, Steve, you don't have to talk to him, but let me just hear what he has to say.
I'm telling you right now, you drop an attorney on me, man. I'll turn around, I won't do the job.
All right, I'm not going to drop the attorney on you. Can I just get some advice? Hey, Frank, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Frank, Steve Bozell. And I heard what you said, Bozell. I'm not interested. Right now, I'm out golfing, so I don't... People are going to tell me what they're going to tell me, you know. All right, well, here's what Mr. Henry is saying. He wants me to build a rooftop deck.
I thought you didn't want me to drop any attorneys on you.
That's what I heard her say, you know. By the way, I don't... It really hurts my feelings when you don't know my gender, so I don't know what in the Christ she's saying.
Never mind, Frank.
Mr. Henry wants me to build a rooftop deck over the master bedroom on top of his house, okay? Right up there on top of his house. Now, I'm very happy to do that, and I would like to do it. I so much would love to do it. Well, what's the problem? Well, the problem is I don't know if I get up top, if it's too high. All right, you're building a rooftop deck on her house, and you're afraid that it's going to be too high for you. What would generally happen? If I get up there, I may jump and, you know, just go, and panic. All right, well, I heard of a case like this, Phil, believe it or not. There was a construction contractor over here in Raleigh, and she was a big, rough, tough guy, hair on her chest, you know, about 6'3". She was married to a petite, beautiful little blonde. His name was Sally or Mary, I forget. But she was this big, rough, tough guy, talking about rough, tough. Yeah, rough, tough guy. And she got on top of the guy's house, and she told the homeowner, she said to her, "Well, this looks like it's too high for me, but I think I'll take the job," and then jumped right into oncoming traffic. So he committed suicide? She killed herself. And the wife, he collected on the insurance and wound up marrying a much, much younger man. She was only 19. And by the time he married her, he was still a beautiful woman of about 39. But she was this young stud of 21, this young he-man, and she was a weightlifter.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. That was great, and it didn't help me at all.
Well, I don't know what the Christ you're trying...
All right, Frank Gray, real good there, Frank. All right, so Steve, I'm sorry that we inflicted that on you.
Talking to that guy is like talking to a nutcase.
You're calling my husband nuts now.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret, come on, the guy's with the he-she.
Yeah, every time I talk to him, it's he-she, and I can't deal with it, I'm telling you.
Okay, Steve, look, why don't you come out and take a look at it, and if it's too high and if you feel like jumping, you don't get the job.
Thanks for nothing.
Okay, Steve Bozell, ladies and gentlemen, what a...
You know, that guy, that was a big half hour of finding out just how bad he is.
Well, I think Steve does certain jobs and others that, he can't.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back, yeah.
All right, guys, DraftKings.com is you know, kicking off the season with a $5 million jackpot, and you can get a piece of that at $1 million. You know, DraftKings.com football, one-week fantasy football, is so much fun, and we played a lot around here. And when I say a lot around here, I got the general hooked on it.
Yeah, well, I found out you can play. There's all kinds of different price points, as we like to call it.
Yeah, you can, and you can play against friends. You can play in leagues. You can become a general manager. You know, well, you're all general managers at this level of the game. But you can become the GM of the year. You know, you can take part in, like I say, organized leagues, and you can play at any level. And it's just, it's a blast. And for people that love football, and I love watching football, all kinds of football, that's how goofy I am.
Yeah, well, there is no Canadian Football League here.
Yeah, what's the other one that you like to watch?
Well, I like watching that Arena League sometimes.
Arena League? God!
Knock it off, will you?
That really isn't that bad.
Are you kidding me? Arena League? You might as well see him playing basketball for all the trouble that you...
Yeah, sit down, will you? Anyway, DraftKings.com is the National Football League. Thank you very much. So you draft your players, and you follow your team, man, and you follow your team live. And then every week, you draft another team. So you're not stuck with the same team. See, I think a lot of people are, you know, weirded out by that. Do I got to do that whole, I draft the team, and then a guy gets injured, then I got to find a guy? No. Every week, a brand spanking new team. And like I can say, and like the general was saying, you play for a buck.
Phil, you said, like I can say, you did a stutter step glottally.
I think I heard that.
That's great. So
just go ahead, Mr. Henry. I'll keep these people at bay.
Thank you, bud.
You're going to keep me at bay.
What did you say?
Just back off, everybody. I got to finish this commercial.
Sorry.
DraftKings.com, folks. For any price, name your price, baby. Play the game. It's a blast. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could get serious cash in week one. Serious, man. There's $5 million. You can get up to $1 million of that. And you want to play for free for your first deposit? You do? You, all of you out there? Here it is. Here's your code, Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. That's code Hendry to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details.
Out of sight, man!
Show and PhilHenryShow.com. What else is going on? We got all kinds of goofy news, huh?
I don't like any of that news, you know.
Well, all the goofball news with the election and Donald Trump.
You know, I think that as much as, you know, whatever your opinion may be of Donald Trump or of Hillary Clinton, there's a lot of negativity that's going back and forth, and a lot of I don't know what you would call it. It's just bad vibes, I think, is what the kids used to call it. But we used to call it back in the day, General, although you were in the military.
We called it bad vibes. Don't worry about it. We were young people. I was in Vietnam, but don't worry about it. You know,
Hey, General, did you ever smoke any weed when you was in Vietnam?
That's none of your business.
All right, that's a yes.
No, it's not. Don't answer questions like that, and don't ask them, okay?
What are you talking about? It's newsworthy.
No, it ain't newsworthy. All right, but go ahead, Margaret. You were saying...
Well, what I was trying to say, and now it's been butchered beyond words, but what I was trying to say is there is a lot of negativity, and I thought Father James McQuarters, who we haven't talked to in quite some time, would be a good person to discuss, well, I think, attitude around this presidential election, what our country means to us in these sometimes troubled times. And Father McQuarters, welcome to our program. I'm glad that you were... I'm glad you were able to make it.
Margaret, I would not miss it for the world. I'll tell you why. I think...
Oh, hold on, Father. Okay, I got it. Sorry, I didn't know if our pot was up here.
I think that there has been a great deal of negativity. There's no question about it. But I think that we forget the great country that we live in. I think we forget the fact that the crime rate in this country is at one of the all-time lows. And that the crime rate in this country is not as high as a lot of people are thinking. And because that we get scared when we see these violent acts of these crazy people, it doesn't mean it's happening every day. You see?
All right, now, you got to
stop doing that.
Yeah, Father McQuarters, you're getting too Irish. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Phil. A lot of times I get to the Barry Fitzgerald, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of times you go, talking about that.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry about that. It's what I call the Barry Fitzgerald effect. When you start to talk, and you become very, very emotional, and, you know, it goes way up there.
All right, yeah, that just, it was...
But what I'm saying, and you want me to do the Anthony Hopkins then?
Yeah, a little more of that.
All right. What I'm saying Say like that?
That's much more. Yes, we can take that.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, well, what I'm saying is that our country is not doing as bad as everyone says it is. Our country is actually doing very well. I think we're entering into a new phase. I think we're entering into what was once called the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Now, I'll tell you, as a Catholic priest, I don't go much for this astrology and this kind of mess. But I can say this, that I believe the age of Aquarius, as so far as it represents the age of peace, is something that I think you'll really like.
No, you're stuck.
You're kind of stuck between the two levels.
Well, you're busting my balls. Every time I come on here, you're busting the balls. And I do...
Father McQuarters, now you're getting vulgar. So you're going from Irish to Anthony Hopkins with the vulgarity. No can do.
All right. Well, what do you want me to do?
Just... talk however's comfortable.
Yeah, you might as well do your thing.
All right, everyone agreed on that? You, all of you out there?
Yes, we're fine.
All right, well, what I was saying was, the country's not doing as bad as everyone says. And when the country's not doing that bad, why would people want to spread all kinds of fears? Now, I'm not putting down any particular political candidate. I think all of them have their views to offer. You've got Hillary Clinton, and you also have Donald Trump. And all of them are people that mean well for their nation. I believe we have to believe that about people. And we have to believe that about our leaders. And then we must trust our fellow citizens. Those people that walk to work every day with us. Those people that we stand astride of and stand beside of as we do our jobs. And
Now, you said stand astride of.
Well, some of the jobs that we have may mean that we're spread eagle, you know.
Well, Father.
It may mean that we're spread eagle over them, right?
Okay, so some of the jobs may mean that we're standing astride them.
Yes. But what I'm saying is, we're all fellow citizens, and at the end of the day, we have to make a good decision, not just based upon what we want, but what we want for all of the people together. You see what I'm saying? And we've entered into a season of such ill will toward our fellow man and our fellow Americans, it really makes me sad. And so I'd like you to join me in a prayer, if you don't mind.
All right, Father.
Hi, Father.
I don't have to be Catholic or anything.
No, you don't have to be Catholic.
Okay, that's my worry.
You don't have to be Catholic, Bud, Robert.
No, it's all right.
Father, you take a look at this beautiful land called America that you gave to us some 200-plus years ago. We've tried to do our very best for the country.
Every now and again, Father, some sucker comes along.
I'm sorry.
What did you say?
You said some sucker?
Yeah, I said just hold on. And every now and again, Father...
some sucker comes along and tries to stick the giggy up the wah wah brush. And
all right, Father, I.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I can't get my voice to do the shit that I want it to do. And.
All right, Father, well, let's try this next week.
All right. Anyway, God bless all of you, Phil, and good luck to all of you, okay? Father, would you please make my voice sound like a.
There's Father James McQuarters, who came on for gags.
What are you talking about?
Because I know that you guys set that up. Every time he comes on, you guys set it up.
What? We didn't set nothing up, man.
Bull crap. You guys do it all the time, man.
Oh, now, Phil.
No, they do. They get together with Father. Hey, let's pull this one. This week, they're doing the whole squeaky voice thing, which you guys, by the way, are milking it way too much.
Are you trying to tell me that I was in earnest prayer with some guy pulling shtick? Oh, man.
Hey, man, don't clench your fist up. That's a priest of God, man.
I don't care if it's a priest of God.
Hey, I got to agree with Robert. Let's, you know, Bud, I blame you.
What do you blame me for? Just because on account I'd want to have some laughs.
You're doing that with a priest of God, a man that we brought on to get a very real and very earnest appraisal of how this country's doing, and you turned it into laugh time with Bud. You turned it into giggles with Bud and the priest, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right, Bud, no more. No more. I'll have none of it. Folks, that's our show for today, and we appreciate Father James McQuarters coming on here.
Father McQuarters, all right.
Yeah, Father.
Well, I didn't mean to. We wanted to post some shtick. But I certainly wasn't
trying to see my voice right now. This is natural, you know?
No, you're pulling shtick again.
No, I'm not. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Watch how you say that, Father.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Mr. Henry. SCM Pre-Incorporated, all rights reserved, here on
Podcast One.
Hey, man, I don't want to... There's that Kyle... What's her name?
Kaylee McEnany.
Man, she's bugging me.
piece of ass.